All right, this is for both today and tomorrow, depending on what time you got to this podcast. It has taken me a while to put this one together because I used to work with gangs, trying to get them off the street and help them get out of the gang world. I've also worked with people who are police the gangs, who are part of the task force. So I've been on both sides of it. Thankfully, I've not been in a gang, but I have had gangs go after me and try to harm me. So this comes from my heart, and so this will be a little deeper. But let me give you some alarming and helpful informative information about gangs in San Bernardino County. You'll be interested to note. First of all, just in a certain part of it, there's over 61 gang names. Yeah, that's right, 61 names of gangs. It's in our prayer points, so if you want to pray for them, it's a really good idea if you ever see gang graffiti, stop and pray. Pray for that gang, for them to get saved and delivered. Pray that they are, the fear of God would be greater than the fear of man. Pray that they would get out of the reasons why they're in there, because they get this sense that it's a family when in reality it's not, because they will kill them if they turn on them. The largest gang is broken into three subsets, and it's called the Verdugo Gangsters. There's the West Side, the East Side, and the South Side Verdugo. And it means to assassinate. It means an executioner. It's a rough name, and they are, have been and continue to do some very deadly things. So we're definitely going to be praying about gangs. And the 61 gang names were just in like the Fontaine, the major city areas. This didn't include the desert side. So I'll be getting more of those names as we go along. And I'm going to dedicate a whole page to gangs and how to pray for them in the future if you feel so inclined. It is a big deal. It is where a lot of the crime comes from. These are the organized people. So we also need to pray for those policing the gangs. So I'm just going to lift up those names to you and explain them and pray as we go along. There is the Valiant High Desert Gang Team. They do suppression and arrest. There's a gang intelligence team, which they do it on the large scale. The high-tech crime, where the gangs are used the computers or any type of technology for identity theft, child exploitation, robberies, and homicide. God, we lift up these three groups, even though there are more. And God, we ask that they would be able to penetrate, get through, and find these gangs and stop them in the name of Jesus. We pray that they would be creative in how they're able to find them. We pray for their protection. We pray, God, that you would give them insight that they wouldn't even have thought of. Then we also pray for the RMTF and CalMet teams who focus on the methamphetamine gangs that use that. And then the marijuana enforcement team who focus on, of course, marijuana. And we pray for the DEA task force that focus on the narcotics trafficking to disrupt and dismantle. We ask, God, that you would give them the power, the force, the fortitude, the opportunities, the knowledge, the openness, that these gangs will be dismantled, disrupted, and divided, and that they will not be able to get that car thieving as much as they've done in the past, that you will stop them in some magnanimous way, fantastic way, as you have done with different enemy troops in the past. We also pray for the SoCal DTFA and the HIDTA Task Force, Group 50, that do the long-term investigations of narcotic trafficking. We pray for the SANCAT Task Force that specifically looks for chop shops and auto theft and vehicle theft. And then we pray for the Parcel Interdiction Task Force, where there's drug trafficking through packages. This is so huge, God, all these different groups. We pray they too will be blessed with knowledge and direction and how to be able to stop this from continuing, and creative ways to have it backlash on them and to actually boomerang their efforts. And then, God, the one that's the hardest to swallow is the Human Trafficking Task Force that started in January 2015. And, well, we pray, God, that they find these people who are taking young people women and boys, children, and are using them for all sorts of horrible things. God, we pray that they would be found out. We pray that those that are trafficking would be found out. We pray that those who are using them for sex crimes, that the people that are having sex with the kids would get in trouble just as much. We pray for laws to get forth that will take these people down, and that one time in and they won't want to do it again. So God, I just lift up all the gang names, and I pray, God, that all of these gangs, the Bloods, the Crips, the Projects, the all of them, and they all have these different areas, God. I just pray, God, that there would be gang members that will come to know Jesus. We pray for those that are ministering to gangs in our county. We have Victory Outreach and other community groups, Christian groups that specifically work with gang members and helping them get out of that gang life and get into becoming a healthy Christian citizen. God, we pray for an anointing on them. We pray for the tenacity, the persistence, the patience to be able to go into that world and get people out of it. We pray they would have a boldness, that people would be set free from addictions. We pray they'd be set free from the fears, the rejection. Many of them don't have fathers. We pray, God, that you would become their father and other men would rise up and be a father to these guys and gals. Father, we pray not only for them to be caught before they'd commit crimes, but we also pray that they would be caught in the net of life, that they would come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and that the new gang they would be part of is the Forever Family, with Jesus Christ as Lord of their lives. In Jesus' mighty name. In summary, there is so much on this topic. Like I said, we will continue to talk more about this, pray more about this, especially in the month of January and going forward. We will dedicate a page. And with current news, we are adding that to most of our pages. As we get news, current news of things happening in each of the cities in the county, we're adding it there. We're also adding praise requests. Lots of neat things have happened regarding gangs, but there's also lots of prayer needed regarding gangs. Do check out the link that shows where they're located. So if you're going in any of those areas, pray over those areas. Pray that God would deliver these people. In Jesus' name.